先来看列王记下第五章。
Let's see this. Okay, so in Kings chapter 5.
先看列王记下第五章。
So in Kings chapter 5.
好，我们先看27节。
Verse 27.
列王记下第五章27节。
So in Kings chapter 5, verse 27.
因此，乃曼的大麻风必沾染你和你的后裔，直到永远。基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像雪那样白。我们最近这几次的聚会啊，小弟用终极祸端啊，那么当成是一个我们讲述的主题。
So these past few sermons, I have used the ultimate disaster as my series of sermons.
那么它的意思就是说啊，一个事件的这个演变到最后。
And it is to say that as an event develops,
那么它会进入到一个让我们意想不到、想象之间的一个非常剧烈的程度。
It often goes to an extreme that is out of our expectations.
那么甚至会祸害到后代子孙的身上。
And it may even affect the coming generations.
所以我们谈过了哈，那么第一个就是亚当被约。
So the first one is Adam.
因为亚当他没有办法遵守神所告诉他的真理的界限。
Because he was unable to hold on to the limits of the truth.
所以这个罪就因为他一个人的缘故进入了这个世界。
So sin entered into the world through one man.
那一直到今天凡是被神安排来到世上的所有的每一个人都进入到罪里面。
And even to today, every person has come into the world has come with the sin.
虽然不是我们自己本身犯了罪，是亚当他们犯罪，可是我们要去承担他犯罪的后果。
And although it is not us personally that has transgressed the sin, but we have received the sin through Adam.
所以这个有时候站在人的立场，我们去做思考，我们会觉得说这个实在是吃亏吃大了哈。
And sometimes we feel that this is very unfair.
那我们也谈过亚干他也是被约。
We have also talked about Achan.
所以攻打耶利哥城的时候他没有遵守耶和华真神所告诉他的那个真理的界限。
He also did not hold on to the truth given to him by God while they were attacking Jericho.
那么结果到了约书亚记的第七章我们就可以看到因为他的犯罪那么引起了跟他所有相关的人跟所有的牲畜那么全部都被用石头丢死。
And we can see in Joshua chapter 7 that because of him, everything that he has and everyone that is related to him has been stoned.
那包括到最后都是用被火焚烧掉。
And at the end, they had to be burned by fire.
那我们会感觉到说，这个对后代子孙或者周边没有犯罪与他相关的人来讲真的叫情何以堪呢？
And so the people related to him that were not directly involved in his sin may feel unfeeling, untreated.
好，那我们昨天所谈论到的那么是挪亚他的醉酒。
Now what we talked about yesterday was the drunkenness of Noah.
因为他这个做农夫摘了葡萄园那么葡萄产量多，他又去酿酒来喝。
As a farmer, he grew grapevines and he has made wine from it.
那么结果就导致他喝醉的时候，就在他的帐篷里面赤身露体了。
And when he drank of it, he became drunk, and he lay naked in his tent.
那想不到挪亚他酒醒之后，竟然咒诅他的后代祖孙啊。
And unexpectedly, when he woke up, he has cursed the offspring.
因为他的孩子韩看到了父亲赤身露体那么出去告诉了他两个兄弟。
Because his son Ham, having seen his father's nakedness, went and told his brothers.
那么结果挪亚就咒诅的这个韩的儿子叫做迦南。
And so Noah has cursed Ham's son Canaan.
那么在创世纪第九章，我们就可以看到挪亚咒诅迦南说：“你要成为你们兄弟的奴仆的奴仆。”
And so in Genesis chapter 9, we read that he was cursed to be the servant of the slave of the slaves of his brothers.
那这个奴仆的奴仆，他原来的意思叫做成为最低贱的奴仆。
And then the original text came read to be the lowermost state.
所以因为他的罪疚，然后导致到他的后代祖孙都进入在一个永远的咒诅，那么这样子的一个噩梦当中。
And so because of this incident, all his descendants have been put into this nightmare.
所以这个放纵情欲、醉酒啊，就是指着放纵情欲来说的。
And so for Noah to have indulged himself.
我们是根据加拉太书第五章19节以下的经文。
We can see from Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
讲到情欲的事情当中，那么涵盖的一种情况叫做醉酒。
Some of the works of the flesh include this indulgence.
那么这个都是嫉妒在圣经里面的一种终极祸端。And
these are all ultimate disasters.
那我们今天下午要来谈一谈另外一个终极祸端，就是基哈西的贪心。So
this afternoon we will look at another ultimate disaster, the greediness of Gehazi.
乃曼元帅他有大麻风病。Now
Naaman has leprosy.
那乃曼元帅又听到在他身边服侍的一个以色列的小女子告诉他。And
he heard one of his servant girls say.
说在我们的国家有一个伟大的先知具有神的能力。That
there is a great prophet in my country that has the power of God.
所以如果主人啊，我的主人，你能够去见到这一位大有能力的先知啊，你的病就能够得到医治。
So if my master would only go and meet this great prophet.
那我们看到列王记下5章的第5节里面。
So we can see in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 5.
当时这个乃曼元帅他就准备了一些这个金子啦、金钱啦、美丽的衣裳，然后他就去见以利沙先知。
And Commander Naaman has sent his servants with 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and changes of clothing.
那么经过了一番的这个曲折的事迹的转变之后，他的麻风病真的得到了医治。
And after a series of events, eventually his leprosy was cured.
所以他现在到了这个第5章的15节、16节，我们可以看到乃曼元帅为了感谢以利沙先知所伸手医治他。
And in verse 15 and 16, we see that in thanksgiving.
所以他就把他带来的礼物要赠送给这个以利沙先知。
To show his gratitude, Naaman has brought all these gifts to Elisha.
但是当时的这个16节记载说，这个以利沙先知他说，我指着神起誓，我绝对不会收你所给我的这些礼物。
Now, verse 16, Elisha says, "The Lord lives before whom I stand, I receive nothing."
因为先知他知道，出自于神的权柄。 神所赏赐下来的恩典，这个不是可以用物质的东西去做交换的。Elisha
is clear that this power of God, this grace that comes from God, is not something that can be had in exchange for material goods.
所以我们今天在教会里面做服事，我们很害怕的一个不正常的一种心理的这个想法。
So one of the attitudes that we are most afraid of in church,
就是把我们对神努力付出的当成是跟神之间谈判的一个筹码。
Is that we will treat our service to the church and to God in a transactional way.
我认真来教会参加聚会。
That I have diligently come to church for services.
那么我参与教会里面各样服事的圣工。
And I take part in the works of the church.
然后以这个当成是一个筹码，我们期待神能够赏赐给我们更多的恩典，更多的这一种福气。
And we take this as a token to exchange for more benefits and grace from God.
那我们在提摩太前书6章第5节，我们的神这样告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5, our God tells us.
我们的神说，你不要把敬虔当成是得利的门路。
Do not take this godliness.
电脑做一下，打一下。
Do not take this godliness as a means for gain.
不可以把对神在信仰上我们用内心的成熟能够呈现给神的一个这么尊贵的一种心境，那变成是一种什么？我获得这个钱财、获得世界上利益好处的一个途径，不可以这样子的。
Don't take this truth and this faith that we have that is very precious and use it to try and exchange for some gains.
那如果虔诚为神付出我们的心力，神给我们恩典，我们是感谢的，但它绝对不是一个谈判的筹码。
And we may be thankful.
绝对不是一个获利的条件.
We may have gratitude for all these talents that we have, but it is definitely not a way to exchange for more blessings.
所以在列王纪下5:16节, 这个先书他的认知是非常清楚的.
And so in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 16, the prophet is very clear.
但是当这个乃曼元帅把这些钱财, 黄金啦、银子啦, 好衣服拿出来的时候,
And so when Commander Naaman took out all these gifts,
你看这个5:20节就这样记录了,
we can see in chapter 5 verse 20,
这个以利沙的仆人基哈西, 他看到的这些东西啊,
it is recorded that Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, saw this.
然后他内心里面的那个贪财, 贪的那个欲望, 就因为这个媒介被引动出来了。
His greed was brought out by having seen this.
有时候有一些这个罪是潜藏在我们的内心世界里面, 它不见得会产生一种世俗的行为。
So the sins in our hearts may be asymptomatic.
我们来看诗篇19篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
在诗篇19篇的12节跟13节,
Psalm 19 verse 12 and 13.
那么这段经文大卫在做诗歌的时候他这么说,
It is something that David said in his Psalms.
他说谁能够知道自己的错失呢?
Who can understand his errors?
希望神能够赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Cleanse me from secret faults.
有一些罪恶他不见得会真正产生出世俗的行为出来。
Some of these sins that may not be expressed, but manifested.
那么它可能潜藏在我们的内心的心灵世界里面。
It may be hidden within our spirit.
那这个媒介点还没有出来的时候，这个罪不会显露的。
And before it is tripped, it will not be manifested.
但是一旦这个机会的，这个犯罪的机会在我们的面前产生了。
But when this opportunity to sin arises,
好像以基哈西这个例子来讲。
Just as we can see with Gehazi.
当以利沙这个神的仆人, 大概也没有什么好的报酬了, 无利可得了。
Now, he's seen that Elisha, the man of God, had nothing to gain from this.
那先知也是穷哈哈的, 那我当他的仆人, 要学习借他的棒子, 那我当然就是跟着先知过着穷苦的日子了。
The prophets lead a very poor and impoverished life, and so as a servant, I have nowhere else but to.
那想不到现在怎么样? 哇! 能够得到钱财的这个机会的门打开了。
Here is this door of opportunity that is open for me to gain some riches.
我老师不接受啊。
My teacher will not take it.
那这个基亚西看到之后，内心里面那一种犯罪的贪的欲望就被引动，然后就产生了一连串的欺骗的行为。
And so Gehazi, having been moved, being triggered by this opportunity to sin, made a series of lies.
所以在列王纪下第5:20节到24节里面,
so we see from First Second Kings chapter 5 verse 20 to 24,
我们就可以看到基哈西他就假借他老师的名义。
We see that Gehazi has taken has used the authority of his teacher.
那么说话来欺骗乃曼元帅。
And has used lies to speak with Naaman.
然后呢，当他从乃曼元帅的手里得到了一点点的这个物质的好处之后，
and having gained a small part of the riches that Naaman had brought.
22节里面，这个基哈西本来他的要求是一他连得的银子跟2套衣服。
His original request is a talent of silver and 2 changes of garments from verse 22.
那乃曼元帅很好心，23节记载说给他两他连得的银子，那么两套衣服。
The good nature of Naaman has had him give 2 talents and 2 changes of clothes.
那你对照到第5节，
if we look, compare that to verse 5.
不及乃曼元帅所携带礼物的1/5啦，因为金子他没有拿了。
This is not even 20% of what Naaman had already brought.
所以他只有拿少少的，从乃曼元帅的角度来讲，你拿不到1/5啦，少少的一点礼物，我要给你老师，你老师不要，现在有的，没有关系，我多少就给你一点嘛。
Originally, your teacher did not want to take any of it, but now that this opportunity has arisen, he takes some.
然后他又会借一些行动来掩饰他犯罪过的痕迹，掩饰他的罪行。
And also, after having made the sin, he took action to cover it up.
所以他不敢让乃曼元帅的这个仆人把这个银子啦，把这个衣服啦，真的送到家里去啊！半路就好了，谢谢，这样就已经很够的。其他的我自己来啊，不敢劳动你们，谢谢谢谢。其实是掩饰他的罪行啊。He
had false humility to have the servants of Naaman only take it halfway so that he could take it all the way, the rest of the way himself.
那我们的神是跟以利沙同在的神。
Now God is one who abides with Elisha.
所以神显然已经告诉了以利沙哈，说你的仆人基哈西所做的这些事情。
So God has already revealed to Elisha what his servant has done.
所以在五章的这个二十五节以下这个以利沙就问基哈西了。
So in chapter 5 verse 25, Elisha asked Gehazi.
你到哪里去呀？
Where did you go?
你会发现这个仆人的回答很奇怪。
You can find that the answer is very strange.
他说我没有去哪里呀。
Your servant did not go anywhere.
那你刚刚不见的那段时间到底你跑到哪里去？没有啊，我哪里有去哪里？
So the time before, I didn't see you. Where were you? I didn't go anywhere.
那以利沙在二十六节就直接告诉他，你在接受这些礼物的时候，难道我没有跟你一起去吗？我的心没有跟你一起去吗？
In verse 26, Elisha told him directly, "Was my heart not with you?"
这个心就说：“难道神的灵没有感动我，让我知道你去做了这件事情吗？”
The spirit of God not moving that I know what you have done.
所以这个以利沙先知就责备基哈西了。
And so Elisha rebuked Gehazi.
他说：“这个难道是我们可以接受银子，借着神所给我们的能力，借着神给我们服侍他的机会，难道能够借这样子的机会，我们得到一些物质的金银的好处，然后我们去换取世界上可以得到的，好像说橄榄园、葡萄园、牛羊这些，跟我们生活相关的这些物质的好处吗？”
So is this thing that has come from the mind of God, this opportunity to serve, and is it time to receive things that we can exchange for clothing or olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen?
神的恩典不是一种交易的筹码哈。
So this is not a token for exchange.
所以到了二十七节这个以利沙就咒诅了咒诅了这个基哈西他的仆人。
And so in verse 27, Elisha cursed his servant Gehazi.
那么告诉他说，好了，那这样子的话，这个乃曼元帅的大麻风会临到你的身上，还有呢，你后代祖孙都会长大麻风。
Since this is the case, the priest of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants.
那如果我是基哈西的后代祖孙，我一定会非常痛苦，也非常痛恨我的祖先怎么做了一件错事以后，让我去承担这些这个痛苦的后果呢？
If I were the descendant of Gehazi, I would be in pain and be in hatred of my ancestor that has done this.
那这个大麻风讲起来它不是一种立即性生命的危机的，不是。
Now, leprosy is not a terminal illness.
它不是立即性的执行死刑。
It is not a death sentence if you have it.
但它却是一种肉体健康上的痛苦。我认为说这个是无期徒刑啊。
This is
如果立即死刑的话，那很好啊，世界痛苦就结束了。
If it were this sentence, it would be better because this would disappear.
那这个大麻风是肉体上一种健康上的一种什么一种出了毛病所带来的这种无期徒刑啊。
The leprosy is a sign that is in the flesh with you.
因为得到大麻风在当时的犹太人他们的社会里面他们是被排除离开他们居住的地方。到外面要自己独立去生存的，是被社会遗弃的一群人啊。
In the Israelite society, to have leprosy means you will be cast out of the from the other people, and you have to live separately outside.
所以我觉得这个基哈西因为他内在里面那一种贪心的欲望，就是用在财这个途径上。
So because of this greed for wealth that Gehazi had.
那这个贪心的欲望有没有被引动出来变成一个事实之后呢？终极祸端了连后代子孙都受到神的咒诅。
So after this greed was triggered, he has brought on himself his ultimate disaster that lasted into his descendants.
所以我要跟大家下午分享的就是贪心是我们今天基督徒在一个末世的时代，那么绝对要防备的一种很严重的这个人性里面的软弱。
So what I want to share this afternoon is this very dangerous weakness for that is greediness for Christians of the same times.
我们先来看一看在新约圣经我们的神界定, 贪心是一种什么样的罪?
So let's look in the New Testament and see what kind of sin greediness is defined as.
我们来看以弗所书第五章第五节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
请看以弗所书第五章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
那么在这里我们可以看到我们的神界定贪心的罪跟拜偶像的罪是一样的。
We can see here that greediness is equated to idolatry.
那么到了这个以弗所书三章第五节，对不起，这个哥罗西书三章第五节。
And until Colossians chapter 3 verse 5.
圣经一样，我们的神还是说这个贪婪啊，贪心啊，跟拜偶像是一样的啦。
That this covetousness or this greediness is equivalent to having done idolatry.
那我们可以发现，我们的这个保罗在他的书信里面，说贪心跟拜偶像跟奸淫，就是同类的一样，都是很严重的罪。
And we see Paul throughout his episodes that he has equated this covetousness to idolatry and adultery.
好，我们再来看一下哥林多前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十节跟第十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
这个是保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，他说，这个告诉哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说，第九节就讲到说，不要跟淫乱的人互动来往啊。
So here in verse 9, he has said to the Corinthians not to keep company with the sexual immoral.
因为这个世界本来就是一个淫乱的世界，是一个贪心的世界嘛。
Because this world is a world of sexual morality and of idolatry.
所以第十节保罗说，我不是主说要跟这个世界上的外邦人切割，跟他们有界限。
In verse 10 it says, I do not mean that you need to go out of the world and keep yourselves away from
it. In 11,
he clarifies that I'm pointing to the brethren within the church.
如果在教会里面，你们称之为弟兄，可是他是淫乱，再来就贪心、拜偶像，等等，保罗说，不要跟这些人一起吃饭，就是要保持距离，免得你被他们影响。
In verse 11, anyone named their brother who is sexual immoral, covetous, an adulterer, etc., not to even have a meal with such a person.
那么到了六章的九节跟第十节，哥林多前书。
And then chapter 6, verse 19.
你也可以发现到，保罗他也说，那这个贪心的人也是不能够进入神的国度啊。
That those who are covetous cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们从刚刚所看到的这些圣经的经文的根据，我们可以发现，其实贪它是一种非常严重的，我们的神不喜悦的一种罪行。
And so from these passages, we can see that greediness is something that God really detests.
所以贪心是可能会让我们的灵命进入死亡的一种致死的罪。
Greediness is a mortal sin that can lead to the death of our spirit.
因为它跟拜偶像的罪是一样的。
It is equated to idolatry.
那问题是贪心，我们怎么样去跟它列标准？
How can we set a standard for greediness?
我这样想，在今天我们的一个物质的生活世界里面，
So I was thinking, living in this material world,
请教大家，吃需不需要？
Ask everyone, is it necessary to eat?
合理不合理？
Is it reasonable?
合理啦，一天吃三餐嘛，我们才刚刚吃过爱餐，对不对？要吃啊，就跟我们的生命气息相关啊。
Of course, it's reasonable to have 3 meals a day. We just had our lunch and we needed to survive.
钱财需不需要？
Is money and wealth necessary?
因为讲说，传道你问这个都很幼稚啊，没有钱怎么过日子啊？
You may say, preacher, this is quite childish that you are asking for money.
钱财当然需要啦，每天眼睛睁开，先到浴室水龙头一开，马桶一冲，水就哗啦哗啦，就是钱就哗啦哗啦就流走啦，是不是？
Every morning you turn on the tap, you flush the toilet, and that is water down the drain.
眼睛睁开就开始花钱了，所以才要拼命赚钱呢。
Well, that costs money, and so you need, of course, money to survive.
所以在我们一个物质的世界、生活世界里面，你会发现，吃很正常嘛，钱财很正常嘛，就是要赚嘛。
And so we find that it is actually quite reasonable and normal to eat and to have money.
色需不需要？我这个色我就把它界定在两性之间的需要，生理上的需要。
is sex between a couple.
要啊，因为神就是借着婚姻啊，让我们能够有夫妻之间的这个甜蜜的婚姻生活啦，就是可以有性行为啦。
Indeed, God has set up the institution of marriage so that we can be offspring.
所以这个都是很正常，在我们一个物质的肉体生活世界当中，我们觉得说哈需要的嘛，而且是合理的嘛。
So these are all things that we have deemed necessary and reasonable in this life.
那你会发现哈，在这一些的前面，如果我们加上一个贪
，But if you put greed before all these,
贪吃、贪财。好像七哈西就是贪财、贪色贪孙、很多贪色的人物记录在圣经里面、那这个贪在我们一个正常合理的生活所需当中它产生的时候那一切都变掉
If you have this greediness for food or greediness for wealth as Jahazi has then you will find that it steps, oversteps the line into unreasonableness
那圣经只有总结一个重要的关键就是说你不要贪心
And so the Bible has concluded at the end that you should not be greedy.
那贪有很多管道的什么？很多管道会产生。
There are many ways to greediness.
好像贪财、贪色、贪出，这个都是一种贪的角度的一个延伸嘛。本质就是贪嘛。是角度走在哪一个方向上
？You can be greedy for food, for money, or for sex, and this is all just a facet of greediness.
那请问大家我讲贪吃好了。贪吃会不会死
？So let's say, let's talk about food. If you are greedy for food or you're gluttonous, will you die?
如果我们从圣经的角度来看你如果以吃这个角度来看其实亚当夏娃就是失败在吃嘛，吃了善恶果嘛，吃。
If we look in the Bible, actually, you can see that this is where the failure of Adam and Eve was that they have agreed of eating.
你看这个以扫的两个儿子，以扫跟雅各，为什么以扫上诉他长子的名分吃嘛，红豆汤嘛？
We can see that for Esau and Jacob, Esau has this greed for return.
那问题的关键就是说我们没有办法在这个贪吃我就讲贪吃没有办法在贪吃这一条这个神不喜欢的这个恶行上面，我们去画标准线，画不出那一道标准线。
So even just from the greed of eating, it is very hard to draw the line.
有时候我们真耶稣教的信徒在我们既定的这个教导当中我们往往都认定说我们就两条死罪一个叫做拜偶像第二戒，一个叫做犯奸淫第七戒。
Quite often in the Jewish church, we only have two red lines. One is adultery, the second commandment, and adultery, the seventh commandment.
那没有错啦好像今天在我们教会里面，如果我们真的有公开把它除名的话大概都是这两条罪除名的几率最高了。
And indeed, these two are the two most publicly announced reasons for excommunication.
那因为这两种罪行，它可以画标准，它有标准线，行为的标准线可以产生。
It is because there are easy and clear lines for both of these.
你犯了第七戒无论你在教会里面，你是长老也好，传道也好，执事负责人什么事工干部，我不管你是教会有什么职称职分你。划到你跨越了这条线，那就是死嘛。
For the seventh commandment, doesn't matter what role you may have in the church, from the elders or the coordinators, you have crossed this line.
所以我们很容易就能够在我们的生活当中那么去判定说他是不是犯了这个灵魂致与死的罪。
And so it is easy for us to see whether someone has crossed the spiritual line, this line of spiritual death.
那请教大家，贪吃。你有办法画行为的标准线吗
？So now I ask you, can you draw a line where there is a greed of eating?
一餐吃五个便当，你觉得这个算不算贪吃
？If a person has five lunch boxes for a meal, is that gluttony?
算不算
？Would that count?
算。
Yes.
糟糕了，那有弟兄要出名了。
Then there's a brother that needs to be excommunicated.
我们那边有一个弟兄，他是从事这个建筑业营造业这一方面的这个很出众的工作。
So we had a brother there who was in the construction business.
那每餐不是只有偶尔一餐早餐我不讲中餐跟晚餐五个便当，一餐五个便当。
That's regarding breakfast.
这个是时常都必须要这样不是说偶尔一餐我来个我再吃五个便当。不是的他 每一天要应付他的工作，付出的体力，那么他就需要吃五个便当才罢。
Just regarding breakfast, every lunch and every dinner, he has to have 5 lunch boxes because of the amount of labor that he puts in for his work.
那如果你定的行为标准限速说，一个人如果一餐吃超过5的便当就换了，跟拜偶像都做一样，那这个弟兄真的要出名了。
So if you say that having 5 lunch boxes is equal to having an idol, then this person will have to be excommunicated.
那后来有一天他下班之后，他经要回家，经过这个街上一家这个新开幕的这个火锅店。
So one day after work, he passed a newly opened hot pot restaurant.
那么这家火锅店他说2块纽币吃到饱。
And so this restaurant was running a promotion of having $2 $2 buffet.
他很快乐，他很高兴他就进去吃了。
He was so overjoyed and he went in to try.
吃到老板哭哭到老板掉眼泪
And he ate until the manager shed tears.
你这样吃我还能赚钱你本来就讲2块纽币100块台币嘛吃到饱嘛，所以你一定要履行你的义务所以轻用吃吃到老板哭
The manager asked, "How can I make a profit from this?" And he said, "Well, you have made this promotion."
后来第二次他要进去吃的时候
，So the second time we came across the restaurant，
这个老板一看到他
，When the manager saw him，
跟他招手说，先生，请你来一下。
He waved him over and said, "Mr. Come over."
然后就打开他柜台的抽屉拿了20块的纽币给他说，我请你去外面吃饭，拜托你不要在我这边吃，拜托拜托。
He gave him $25 and pleaded with him to go elsewhere to eat.
那我在想这个老板判定可能他的吃的这个食物量已经超过20块纽币了
So I can probably estimate that this brother has a more than $20 worth of food.
你说贪财，请你为贪财列一个标准，什么叫做贪财
？So now speaking of wealth, can you draw a line where there is a greed of wealth?
一个月赚3万块纽币算贪财，可以这样定吗
？If you make $30,000 a month,
社会上工作报酬手头不一样，没有办法这样定的啦。那如果这样定，很可能我们在座有人要出名了，对不对？你一个月怎么可以赚超过3万呢？
Everyone in society has a different role, and so if we say $30,000, then someone might need to be excommunicated.
好，那我的意思就是说，这个贪它是一种道德性，也是一种概念性的真理呀。
So this greed is more of a moral and an attitude.
它没有办法在我们的实际生活当中，你跟它画一个标准线，没有办法的。
It is not an empirical line we can put a number to.
但是它事实上就是被神记录在这本圣经里面。
And yet it is recorded here in the Bible.
所以在我们的生活里面，这个贪心，是我们每一个人都应当要去什么，要去防备的一种什么，一种内在肉体情欲的软弱。
And so this greediness is a weakness that we must guard against.
包括今天我们在社会上，我们都可以看到，其实有很多生意的场所，那么它是运用人性里面的贪，它来赚你的钱，就是你好，我也好。
So indeed, we can see many businesses where they will use this the sin of greed to make a profit off you and say you have benefits and I have benefits.
有没有去过吃到饱的餐厅
？Have you been to a buffet?
我问你了，有没有？
有
哈。
Yes.
我们一客多少钱
？How many per seat?
去吃到饱的餐厅要花多少钱
？How many per seat for a buffet?
20块要吗？40块。40块纽币。
40
随便你吃到饱，对不对？我们大家的健康知识都晓得说，七分饱跟八分饱最好，对不对
？And we know from this perspective,
对身体健康最有益嘛，
To eat only 70 to 80% full.
那今天如果晚上聚会完，年末特别聚会又结束，没有工作放松一下，我到吃到饱的餐厅去吃饭花了40块，请问你要吃到几块你才会满意？
So this afternoon, after the RE end of year service, there's nothing to do. I go have a buffet and I eat $40. How much do I eat before I'm greedy?
我有时候在想这个当这个机会临到我们身上的时候，我们进去那种餐厅吃饭不是吃够饱，够就是足够的够不是吃够饱的就好了
So when we go to a buffet, we quite often do not eat until we are satisfied.
我们讲 not enough, even over, 是不是？
我不是吃够饱，我是吃过超过的过哈，我要吃过饱，不是吃够本，要吃过本，是不是？
So we say we need
这个40块要出到80块，对不对
？We eat
超过我付出的啊。
Not until we are satisfied, but until we have eaten our fill, or we have had $80 worth of food for $40.
所以吃一餐要饱三餐嘛，对不对？出到裤袋一格一格一直换，对不对？换了三四格，说哇，非常难过的手术餐厅。好，我们才接着说哈，嗯，真的是太满意了，为什么？那就是餐厅用我们的贪吃、哦、用在吃的角度上，那就用这样子的一种心性里面你所引申出来的一种情欲，然后我就让你掉在这个网络里面，贪的网络里面就是吃。
So we eat until we have had 3 meals full, we are busting at the waist, then we walk out. That is using our greed against us to make a profit.
我曾经负担的一间教会、哦、那么有一对年轻的夫妻、啊、他们结婚、啊、这个3周年。
Once at a church house pastoring, there was a young couple celebrating their 3rd anniversary.、
哦、那早上出门，这个先生就跟太太交代、哦哎、早餐我们家里不要吃了，中餐在外面吃两片吐司面包就好了、哦、晚上结婚3周年嘛，我请你去高级超5星级的豪华大饭店、哦、那个 buffet 吃到饱，我们去庆祝一下。
So the husband said to the wife before he left for work and told her, don't have breakfast, have 2 pieces of toast for lunch, and in the evening I will show you a buffet at the 5-star hotel.
那吃到那一天回来，3更半夜打电话到医院说、哦、拜托救我们啦、啊，因为我们要胀死的，开个泻药给我们吃吧。吃的那么痛苦干什么？
And until in the middle of the night, they had to call for an ambulance because they had eaten so much.
贪啊
What is the point of making yourself feel?
那我现在要从这个原文的角度谈一谈，说那什么叫做贪呢
？So if we look at the original meaning for greed,
如果站在哈，因为它有很多不同注意的角度哈，如果站在是一个物质层面的获得上，那么它的这个原文的注意是这样写的哈。
If we look at them more materialistically, then this greed is defined as.
就是说，他渴望能够得到更多。
That he desires to have more.
我不满足了，我要更多。
I'm not content with this, and I have a desire for more.
好，那么这个是用在物质获得这样子的一个角度的这个啊贪的原文的这个字义了哈。
And so this is on the material in the material realm. This is what greed is.
那么有时候站在一个个人情欲的角度上哈，那么它的这个原文字义是这样提供的了哈。
From a personal desire or personal lust point of view.
哦，那这个就没有界限性了哈，没有什么用在哈，就他意思就是说我永远都处在一个不知足的状态。
It is to be in a state of discontent. There is no limit.
不是我不够用，哦，是当我够用，我仍然觉得没有满足哈，不知足了，更多越多越好，没有底线。
It is when not because you don't have enough, but because even when you have enough, you are discontented. You feel like you want more.
那我们现在来看一看圣经里面哈，因为贪吃哦，导致神发怒击杀很多人的一个事件。
Now, there's a kind of incident in the Bible where because people ate more than they needed, that God was angry.
好，那么我提供的圣经的根据是民数记11章。
Now I provide you a record at Numbers chapter 11.
因为以色列百姓他们在旷野哈，他们觉得每天吃玛纳实在是吃到最后觉得实在是太乏味了哈，没有意思的。
The Israelites were in the wilderness. They felt that they had eaten a manna, and it is too bland.
所以到了11章的第4节。
And so in chapter 11, verse 4.
好了。他们当中有一些闲杂人，圣经记载说、哦、起了什么贪欲之心呢、
It says that the mixed multitude among them yielded to intense craving.
就是不知足了、哦、有得吃的不用工作，每天都有得吃，而且这个滋味可以变换的、哦、蒸煮炒煎炸这个玛纳都是可以做的、哦啊、不满足了就处在一个不知足的状态里面。
They were discontent with this fruit that they don't need to labor for, and that they could cook in various ways.
那后来他们就想起，哎呀，以前我们在埃及，你看多好哦，有肉可以吃，有韭菜，有酸，有葱，哦，有葱，哦，这么多哈、哦，哎呀，这个没有肉吃很难过啊，哈、哦。
So they thought back to the time they were in Egypt when they had meat and cucumbers and melons and leeks and onions and garlic.
所以他们向摩西争吵，摩西告诉神，那神说好吧，你去告诉以色列百姓。
So they came to complain to Moses, or Moses complained to God.
好，在十九节哈，我们的神就告诉，就透过摩西告诉以色列百姓啊，你跟他讲啊，要出肉啊，可以啊，哦，让他们出一天、两天、五天、十天、二十天啊，不让他们出一个月。神说让他们出一个月。
So God replied to Moses that they will eat meat for not one day, 2 days, 5 days, but for a whole month.
在一个不知足的状态之下，我们的神对这些百姓，那么忍耐也是到了一个临界点了。
And so God reached this limit on this discontent that the people are showing.
那这个时候摩西跟神讲什么？六十万呢？走路的男丁啊，就是二十岁到五十岁，就六十万呢。神啊，我的解读是说，神啊，你不要开玩笑好不好？总共有两百万人，你要让他们吃一整个月啊，你哪里来的肉啊
？So Moses replied to God that there are 600,000 men and probably 2 million in total. I read from this is God.
神说哈，
don't joke around with this amount of meat.
好，二十节你看神说哈，吃啊，吃到肉从鼻孔喷出来啊，吃就啊，加个戏让你吃到死。
In verse 20,
吃到肉从鼻孔喷出来。
In verse 20, God has even described it as eating meat until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you.
好，那过程你自己看，到了三十一节。
You can read what happened until verse 31.
我们可以从圣经发现啊，看到我们的神用风把鹌鹑哈，那么最终鸟类吹到他们的营的四周围啊。
So God has used wind to bring quail over to their camp.
那三十一节说，这个鹌鹑距离地面的高度是两轴了，就是大概一公尺左右的高度啊。
And it says that they were flying about 2 cubits, or about a meter above the ground.
所以换句话说，当时他们要去抓这些鹌鹑，是手伸出去就可以抓得到，不必用网子在那边捞，在那边扑啊，不必了，手伸出去就可以抓得到。
That is to say, they did not even need nets; they just need to reach out their hands and they can grab some quail.
好，那三十二节抓了两天一夜。
So in verse 32, it said that people grabbed for 2 days and a night.
那每一个人哈，圣经说最少的有十赫梅尔啦，捕捉了十赫梅尔这么多的鹌鹑。
And as recalled here, that even the least gathered 10 homers.
那这个十赫梅尔我去看哈啊，那么它现在的这个重量大概就是2.2公吨哈，2200公斤。
And I looked it up that this 10 homers equated to 2.2 tons.
那现在的营养专家啦，说如果一个人吃肉的话，最多一天吃超过3公斤，那么他的身体就开始会有衰败的危机性，最多只有3公斤了，一天哦。那每天让你吃3公斤，你看2200公斤，你可以吃多久啊？
So modern nutritionists say that even if you have 3 kilograms of meat a day, your body will begin to malfunction. So if you have 2,200 kilograms, how long can it last?
365×3哈，它了不起1000公斤嘛哈，1000多啊，那2200公斤会吃2年呐、啊，真的吃到肉从鼻孔会喷出来啊。
3 kilograms a day is only 1 ton for a year, so this 2 tons can be more than 2 years.
所以在33节，我们就可以看到哈，这个肉还在咬的时候，神的怒气就是向他们发作了。
So verse 33, while the meat was still between their teeth, the wrath of God came upon them.
那么圣经说，我们的神用最重的灾殃击杀他们。
And the Lord struck the people with a great plague.
那么去查他的背景，就是这个禽兽哈，这个牲畜跟人共同传染的疾病了哈。
And so,
我们台湾的名词叫禽流感、啊、人跟这个动物共通性会传染性的一种致死的疾病。
And so looking into it, it seems to be a disease that is shared among animals and humans, and that is fatal.
所以后来那个地方他们取了一个名字、啊、叫基伯罗哈塔瓦。
And so they named the place Kibroth Hattaavah.
那你看底下的解释就是说，这个贪欲之人的坟墓。
And it means graves of craving.
所以贪心是神极度不愿意看到他的百姓进入的一种罪。
So greediness is something that the Lord absolutely does not want the people to fall into.
那这个贪，我再强调哈，有它的方向性，是贪财、贪色、贪名、贪吃，都有它的方向性。
So I mentioned before that greediness comes in many facets, including for wealth, for food, for fame.
本来都是生活当中很正常的一种需求，可是加上贪，完全都不对的，变掉了。
And these are all normal aspects of life, but if you add greed before it, then it changes it completely.
所以我们的神就告诉我们，在一个世界末日来临之前，非常注意的，你要非常注意的一件事情，就是避免贪心，你不要贪心。
And so God has emphasized that at the end times, you must be very careful not to fall into this sin of greed.
我们来看彼得前书第四章第七节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
好，彼得前书第四章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
好，这段经文告诉我们说，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守。好，我先插一个。生活当中的一个实例哈。
So that's put in a experience from life.
现在全世界有很多的这个马戏团哈。以前在我们的这个世界上有很多的这个马戏团，那么在做这些表演哈，透过动物啦、人啦去做一些这个很稀奇的表演。
Now throughout the world, there are many circuses where they use animals and people to perform.
那如果讲到表演哈，那么有一种动物叫猴子。
Now in these performances, there is the monkey that they use.
晓不晓得这个全世界哪一个国家哈，他们供应给马戏团的这个猴子的数量最多
？Now which country is the one that provides the most monkeys for circuses?
我查到的资料是印度。
And I looked it up, it was India.
那请问他们怎么抓猴子
？So how do they capture these monkeys?
我们在台湾说哈，就抓到那个猴子，因为那个猴子对农作物的这个损害程度非常严重。
Now, because monkeys are very destructive to agriculture.
所以我们都是设陷阱啦，不然拿猎枪去打它了。所以抓到的猴子都是肢体残缺了、残废了，不然就是死掉了、打死掉了。
So when we capture these monkeys, they are usually in traps or they will have been disabled or dead.
但是马戏团这些猴子都是四肢健全的，才有办法从事这个表演的训练啊。
But for circuses, these monkeys need to be very healthy.
那我就很好奇啦啊。这个四肢健全的猴子是印度最大的供应国啊，那到底他们怎么去抓这些猴子呢
？So India is the biggest source of these monkeys for performances. So how do they capture them?
请问猴子最喜欢吃的食物是什么
？Now what do monkeys like the most?
有没有答案？香蕉哈
？Bananas
不是呢
？No。
大家都讲 banana 哈、不是呢，我查到的资料不是。猴子最喜欢吃的叫做核桃。
They actually like walnuts.
那这个印度人他们要抓猴子的时候，他说啊，好轻松啊，哈，他们就用一个透明的，透明的一个什么，一个玻璃的一个瓮子，透明的塑胶四方形的。
So they say it's actually very easy to capture monkeys. They will take a glass container, rectangle container.
然后他们去把这个核桃炒得很香，就放在这一个透明的器皿里面。
They will fry up some walnuts so they smell very nice and they will put it into the container.
上面挖一个小小的孔，让这个猴子的手，猴子如果这样子放不进去，是这样能够伸进去，伸进去去抓里面的核桃。
And so they will make a small hole on top of the containers enough for a monkey's hand to go in when it's clenched.
然后在这个箱子上面装一个铃铛。
And then at the top of the container, they have put a bell.
然后放在这个猴子出没的那个路径上。
And they will put it on the path that monkeys use.
那他们会拉一条绳子哈，拉了200公尺左右，然后他说200到300公尺哈，跑到树荫下，然后呢，然后这个猎人啊，猎猴子的猎人就躺在树荫下睡觉，睡得呼呼大叫。
And they will tie a string or rope about 200 or 300 meters away, and the hunters of these monkeys will take a rest.
那这个猴子它闻到这个核桃的香味，它没有办法控制的，它来的这个手伸进去，然后就怎么样？一大把抓，那抓出得来吗？出不来，对不对？那出不来，它会这样，对不对？那这样造成什么结果？亮亮亮亮亮亮亮。那这个绳子可能会产生震动现象，这个猎人哈、就爬起来哈、不急了、然后慢慢的走到这个箱子、猴子的还在那边这样、
So when the
I'm sorry.
So when the monkeys they smell these fried walnuts, they cannot resist. They will reach their hands in and take a big bunch They cannot get their hands out, so when they shake the container, they will make a noise and alert the hunters who can get up without haste.
那我们在想，奇怪，这个猴子那么笨，笨到说不会说一次拿两颗出来，再拿两颗，不会这样子的，不会，绝对不会。
So we wonder, are these monkeys so foolish that they will not take out maybe two at a time and gradually get the walnuts out?
那这个就是肉体的本性啊，我们也是有啊，哦。
And they will not. This is greed. It's something we have.
所以我们的神特别告诉我们说，哦，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎住手啊。
And so here in verse 7 says, the end of things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful.
没有说这个谨慎住手什么东西的哈。
And yet God has not said what we should be serious and watchful for.
那我们在路加福音十二章的十五节。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
我们的神哈提供了答案。
God has provided the answer.
因为有人来请耶稣帮他们兄弟分财产。
Someone has asked Jesus to distribute the inheritance.
那耶稣说，我来这个世界上不是跟你们分财产的。
Jesus said, I'm not here to make these
那分财产就是没有，绝对不会公平了哈。绝对不会公平啊，兄弟分财产绝对不会公平啊。
When you divide the inheritance among brothers, it was definitely never fair.
你不要想说，爸爸留了50万，就你25，25，那里不公平。小弟，我也是很辛苦工作，提供你去读书啊。爸爸留了25万，我的部分要多一点啊，因为你读大学，我才读高中啊。不公平嘛，25，25就不公平了，对不对？总是有理由啦，不会公平的啦。
Even if you split it 50-50, the older will say to the younger, I've also provided for you, so I need to have some more. It's never
就是有贪的这种欲望需求在这一件事情上。
And it is because of this greed that surfaces within us.
所以到了十五节，耶稣说，借这个例子，然后讲出这一段道理，说，你们要谨慎住手，免去一切的贪心。
So in verse 15 it says, take heed and beware of covetousness.
所以当我们看到圣经里面的这些经文的记录，我们对自己要有一个这个谨慎住手的心态产生。
And so when we read all these passages, we need to be on guard and watchful.
在一个末日世代来临的时候，我们 要什么？要免去一切的贪心，那免得我们落入基哈西，那么这样子的后代子孙被咒诅的漩涡里面。
That when the end times is at hand, we need to be careful to get rid of all greediness and covetousness, lest we fall into the same trap as Gehazi.
一起来唱赞美诗221首。
Let's sing hymn 221.